Captain Mike joins us now, and Mike, this is a sad time, and I'm getting people who are texting me, they're hearing the news about the passing of a very good friend of ours and yours, Dutch Prager. He was a longtime listener of this program. He listened to us religiously every Saturday morning. He was one of the last people that used to send me letters, actual handwritten letters with stamps on an envelope, and then finally he mastered the email, and he's been sending me emails ever since. He was a founder of the New Orleans Big Game Fishing Club. He was a very successful businessman. He was a World War II veteran and just a heck of a great guy, and I know you're going to miss him. Tell the people about your relationship with Dutch Prager.
Well, Don, I started fishing with Dutch Prager right after Hurricane Katrina. We fished a couple of years together. We probably fished five or six times a year. And then Al Calabrese, who's a friend as well, came along and he fished with me. And Al always fished by himself. And Dutch, even, I guess that's 14, 15 years ago, even at 14 or 15 years ago, Dutch would have partners that couldn't make the trip. And Dutch would tell me, hey, I can't fish by myself. I can't afford it. I said, Dutch, you just come along and don't worry about the money. Let's go. And I took him, but I really didn't like going by myself and Dutch. If something were to happen, I need to be able to operate the boat and get us back to safety. And if I needed somebody else to tend to him, whatever the case may be, I just didn't feel safe with just he and I. At his, you know, he was young back then, 82 or so. Anyway, I put Al and Dutch together, and I think that was a blessing for all of us because Al would drive, and he would bring Dutch fishing, and they became real good friends, and we fished more often. We fished once a month. So that lasted for quite some time, I would say, until Dutch got to be about 90, and then he started shying away from the very cold months, January, February, March, and he would stay away from the hot months, July, August. So we fished the better times of the year to go, but always had good trips, great conversation. Like you said before, a long list of accomplishments, along with being a great guy. And, you know, we both have a deep love for fishing the marsh. So it was easy for us to connect on more than a, you know, charter captain and a client relationship. We got to be close, called each other for birthdays. I brought him cake. On several occasions, we celebrated his 90th birthday in the marsh, and I made a cake for him. So, just a special guy, and he'll be sadly missed.
Yeah, Dutch was 99 years old. We had some special planning for his 100th birthday, which would have been this coming January. And you know, the thing about fishing with Dutch, a couple things. I don't think there was anyone who enjoyed just being there. It wasn't all about the fish. It was just getting there. And he really didn't care if he caught a fish or not. If he caught one, that was a bonus. If not, just spending the time in the marsh with guys like you, close friends, well, it really made his day. But, you know, there's a lesson to be learned there from fishing with older generations. I really enjoyed fishing with Dutch because of the stories he told. I mean, he was fishing those same areas you and I fished back in 1935. And to hear the stories of what fishing and life was like back then was fascinating to me. And the moral of this story is, if you get a chance to go fishing with somebody that's elderly, do it, because you can learn an awful lot from their life experience.
Oh, yeah. I heard many stories of, you know, they used block ice back then. They didn't have modern-day ice machines. So they had block ice, and they scaled all their fish. They didn't fillet them like we do. There was no such thing as an electric fillet knife. So hearing Dutch talk about, you know, we had to stop catching fish when we had 200 because it was going to take a day and a half to scale them with a spoon. So, yeah. You know, really, really sort of puts you in check with the way we do things nowadays. In fact, I'll probably clean a speckled trout in under 20 seconds and probably clean a redfish in just over 30 seconds. And yeah. Scaling them, every once in a while I'll have a customer that wants me to scale one fish. And I don't like scaling one. So can you imagine scaling 200 of them?
Yeah, life was definitely a slower pace back then. You know, Mike, right now, Chris LeCocq has posted on the Bayou Wild TV Facebook page about a five-minute clip of the TV feature we did called The Old Man in the Marsh with Dutch. And if someone wants to watch the full 30-minute version, they can go to our Bayou Wild TV YouTube page and find that. It was a great feature. It was an award-winning feature, especially because it expressed the relationship between you and Dutch, being the old man of the marsh. And I think people would enjoy seeing that. And I don't know if there's been any announcement of any services, but if you hear about that, let me know, and we can, you know, maybe put that in the internet, because I'm getting a lot of people who are hearing about it and wanting to know.
Yeah, Dutch touched a lot of lives throughout his life. I'm grateful to have had the friendship that I had with him. It'll live on with me. I went through my phone last night, and I think I had close to 200 pictures. And, you know, I got to figure out a way to get those out because I'm sure people would like to see them. And, you know, nowadays with phones, they can capture whatever pictures we put out there. And, I'm sure my wife will be able to help me with that, but we'll be sharing some pictures. Maybe we'll put them on the Bayou Wild page where more people can get to them and stay connected to such a great guy.
We'll be happy to do it. We'll talk fishing another time. Great talking about Dutch, and he's going to be missed, but certainly not forgotten. Thanks, Captain Mike. Have a great day. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you next week.
All righty. That's Captain Mike Gallo. You can find him at aaofla.com, or you can find him on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com.